The Prime Minister of Vanuatu has promised that everyone evacuated from the island of Ambai will return to the island. All 11,000 residents fled as the Manaro volcano threatened to erupt and could face months in makeshift shelters. We have more from Neil Conan in today's Pacific News Minute. An improvised exodus compared to the evacuation of Dunkirk transferred the entire population of the island over just a few days. The Guardian Australia reported that the Ambai community in the capital, Port Vila, knew better than to wait for the cash-starved government. They collected stockpiles of food, water, and other essentials. Then they chartered a ship. MV Makila was among the first to arrive at Ambai. It unloaded supplies, took 100 refugees over to the nearby island of Espiritu Santo, turned around, and did it again. Vanuatu's Geohazards Department says the eruption of Manaro has calmed somewhat, but Shadrach Wellig-Tabit, the director of the National Disaster Management Office, reminded refugees the warning level is still at level 4. Level 5 is full-blown eruption, so it may be months before people can go home. While a few hundred Ambaians reached Port Vila, 7,000 or so went to Espiritu Santo, and about 3,000 each to Pentecost and Maiwo. There are reports that as many as 100 people refuse to leave. Government ministers admit that conditions for the refugees are inadequate and appealed for international assistance. Aid is already being provided by New Zealand, Australia, France, and by non-governmental organizations. Natural disaster is nothing new for Vanuatu, whose islands sit atop the Pacific Ring of Fire, and there's concern now as cyclone season is about to begin. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.